Shabbat Shalom. This week we begin the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. And generally speaking, when a B'nai Mitzvah kid finds out they have Parsha Vayikra and they know a little about the Bible, they usually groan. It's not an easy one. Our B'nai Mitzvah did a beautiful job with it. But even though it's a difficult one, I think it's an important one. And it's important because another way to look at this parsha, and indeed the whole book, is as a primer on ancient Jewish religion. This is what they did. This was their shul. This was their synagogue, their temple, their B'nai Mitzvah. Their everything was about sacrifice. That's how they engaged in Jewish life. So while it is foreign to us, in fact, even though sacrifice has been out of our tradition for 2,000 years, I think today we're even farther from it than we've ever been, because today we're very far from the animals that we eat. Today, we don't even know about the animals that we eat. 100 years ago, we would go to the butcher. That's the chicken we want. The butcher would kill the chicken, pluck the chicken, prepare the chicken, and then we take the chicken home. Today, basically, all we know from is saran wrap. So, sacrifices are almost impossible to understand. They're very far from us. And the rabbis, too, understood that they would be difficult, and they gave us many different understandings of what their purpose was. This morning, I want to focus on three. Three different understandings that the rabbis had of why we had sacrifices. The first is that they were physical. That we as human beings participate in the world with our senses. We touch, smell, taste. All of these things are how we exist in the world. So that's the best way we might pray. And sacrifices, you could smell the smoke, feel the animal. It was something you could get into. It was physical. And the reason for sacrifices, and the reason that rabbis hoped we would eventually go back to sacrifices, is that prayer is intangible. Their words, their songs, they'll never have the strength, the power of doing something physically, of being a part of something that you can touch and smell. Answer two is almost the opposite. Abravanel, a famous Spanish commentator who left Spain and eventually made it to Italy, he told us that sacrifices were just a stepping stone. That the ancient Israelite people, they were stuck with sacrifice. They didn't know anything else. All religion in the entire world was done through sacrifice. And God wanted to change two things. First, got rid of human sacrifice. And second, got rid of idols. And that was the transition the Jews were ready to make at that time. They were ready to give up human sacrifice. They were ready to pray to the living God. To get rid of statues, get rid of cold clay and metal, and move to praying to a God we can't see or touch. But they still needed sacrifice, and that was a stepping stone. And Abravanel says, thank God we were able to move past sacrifice, and now we've made it to prayer. Words and song that make more sense for a God that isn't tangible, that isn't physical. Maimonides told us it's even forbidden to imagine God as having a personage, a visage, a way that God might look. That's answer number two. Answer number three goes back to this first word that we keep hearing about this word, Vayikra. And God called to Moses. That the entire sacrificial order, all of the rules of sacrifices, begin not with us doing something, but with God doing something. God says, I call to you, Moses. I call to you, people Israel. That sacrifices are about relationship. That when we give up something we love, an animal, something precious to us, that we grow closer. As we heard from our Bat Mitzvah this morning, Karov, the word Karban means to be closer. And indeed, there's another word that comes from the same root. It's the word for relative, for family member. that somehow through the process of Korban, we become family with God. We become close with God. It's about building relationship. Our third answer. Structurally speaking, in most sermons, this is the point where I reveal my fourth answer. The one that combines them all or trumps the rest. The one that is the true answer that we can then go home with. And I can sum it up in one word. Yes. See all of the above. They're all great answers. They're all wonderful meanings of why we have sacrifice. Because I believe this Parsha, and indeed the whole book of Leviticus, is a treatise by God on the role of ritual. On the role of having set rules, orders, obligations of how to do things, they create a framework for building meaning. This morning, a set order of prayer. Sidur means order. It's the same word as Seder, as we have on Passover. There's a set way, a rule of way we do something, and yet I'm willing to bet that every person in this room has a different reason for being here. Maybe they're here to celebrate with our B'nai Mitzvah. Maybe you're here for that chance to reach out and pray to God. Maybe you're here because someone dragged you. Not only that, but I'm willing to bet that many of us here have conflicting internal reasons, that we're here for multiple reasons ourselves. In fact, on Mount Sinai, at the foot of that mountain, as the Israelite people accepted the covenant and learned about the sacrifices, I'm willing to bet each of those 600,000 Jews had a different understanding. Because God never explicitly tells us why. God tells us why we might bring a specific sacrifice. This is the sacrifice because we sinned. This is the sacrifice because we sinned by accident. This is the sacrifice because something great happened. This is the sacrifice because it's a holiday. But never why sacrifice as a whole. We never get a reason. And it's because these structures, these frameworks, give us the opportunity to bring our own reasons. They give us the possibility of learning our neighbor's reasons, of incorporating new reasons, of coming to an old and ancient ritual and bringing with us new and fresh meaning. That's what God is setting up. So this Shabbat, this whole week, I wish each of us a week full of order, of ritual, of obligation, of space to build our own meaning, to learn about the meaning of the person next to us, and ultimately, I wish us each the room, the space, to find a little bit of God. Shabbat Shalom.